All right, back on a post game. So, Cenk and Brett, you like to stalk other people's vacations, correct?
It's really bad. I've been doing it a lot lately. I've been seeing people on vacation, and I like to compare like what I would do on that same vacation to what they're doing on that same vacation. And I hate when I've been the same places that other people have gone, but they're doing it better.
Okay, that's a really specific version of FOMO.
It's, yes, exactly. Like, right. I've been there, so I'm not missing out on the location. Like, our editor Elle's in Japan, and Anna's in Hawaii. And I've been to those places, and I'm looking at Anna's and Christian's just like, beautiful, like adventure photos. And they just look like so like, oh, what, we're in Hawaii? Oh, I didn't even notice. Mm-hmm. And it's just so amazing. And Elle sent me a photo where there was, she was at a cat cafe, and this cat was in a bowl, and I've never had any experience like that.
No, you can't complain about missing out on anything in Japan. You've gone to Japan approximately 871 times.
I know, it's great.
If you didn't do something, that is definitely on you.
It's on me, that's the problem. That's exactly what I'm getting at. It's like when I go to, like when you go on vacation, you kind of end up in a place and you're like, if I'm so exhausted, I need to take a nap. But if I do that, I'm missing out. But then like 2 days into your vacation, you're like, I'm just gonna sleep. And then it's very possible that later when you see someone's Instagram photo of them, that they've slept every other minute except the one where they're like, oh, Hawaii.
Yeah.
And that's so, it. I don't know. How do you handle that?
I think that you're more Japanese than even Ken Klippenstein.
I've learned a lot of Japanese.
You're right. Partly because Ken is not at all Japanese. Everybody thinks he is, but he's not.
Is that true?
Okay, so let me tell you, super weird thing. This is more of an old school topic, but I like that I've got these meaningless distinctions in my head between an old school topic and a post game topic, which I assure you is, yeah, not real. So I was talking to somebody about Ken Klippenstein the other day, and they're like, huh, that's weird, I don't know him. And I know every Jew. He joked around because the guy I'm talking to is Jewish. Mm-hmm. So he's not like some weird. He's not some weird anti-Semite. He was like, I know every Jew.
If you want to see him, I put him on a list.
Right.
I'll get there.
Right. And so am I under an obligation or is it weird? Like, I can't tell which side. Am I supposed to jump in and go, he's not Jewish?
Is he not Jewish?
He's not.
There's a certain number of, like, there's some Swedes who have like M-A-N at the end of their name. Uh-huh. And Stein just might be Jewish because I forget what it means, like city. Berg means mountain, like that's just what it means.
Yeah. I Zucker, know what Stein means too.
I forget too, but I think it's, I don't know. But I know that Zuckerberg means Sugar Mountain.
Well, I mean, turned out, kind of, right?
Someone who watches the show said that my name means honest plank.
Plank, as in like the shoulder
like
exercise?
There are no honest
So when I, at the gym, I'm like, they're like, what are you doing? Oh, I'm doing an Ehrlich.
No, Ehrlich means honest. Brett means like plank or board.
Oh, I see, okay.
I'm an honest or like serious
board. So that's
board.
Even better. I'm doing a Brett Ehrlich. Okay, so was I supposed to say jump in and say he's not Jewish, or would it have been weird to say he's not Jewish in that context?
You can say he's not Jewish, and then it doesn't. I don't know. It's up
it
to you.
Matter,
it doesn't
right?
matter.
It doesn't.
I don't think if you're like I don't know. It's weird because of Pittsburgh. Now I can't even. I don't want to joke.
Yeah,
but yeah.
Okay,
and earlier when I was like, I'll get to it, I totally forgot about that. So I apologize. I'm a terrible person.
Okay.
Slash Jew.
You were looking at people's vacations, so was I on Instagram. That's part of why I like Instagram, because it's nice to see people's lives outside of this, right? So, but the guy that I was looking at, I missed all the ones you were referring to, but was Lucas Lilyholm, who used to work here, whose sister still works here from time to time, Annie. And Lucas is the Lorax. And that's the nickname we gave him a long time ago because he's such an environmental freak. Like he thinks we should protect the environment.
Idiot. I never liked him for that reason.
Lorax. Anyway, and he went to Nepal. And his pictures from Nepal are mind-blowing. And he had gone to Italy before because he works for AJ, Al Jazeera, like the home base, whatever, right? And they have, I don't know, he once explained to me, right? Because a bunch of us who worked at Current TV obviously stayed here at the Young Turks, and a couple of guys went to Al Jazeera, right? Michael Schur for a while went to Al Jazeera, now he's at I-24 in here, yada, right? So Lucas was one of the guys who stayed at Al Jazeera because he wanted to travel the world. Mission accomplished.
Yeah, jeez. Right?
Yeah, they have like this system where you work 4 days and then you get like 4 weeks off or something. I don't know. It's not exactly right, but it is. They get a preposterous amount of time off, okay?
So that's insane. Really?
No, I'm exaggerating, but not by much. But I think it's like if you work 8 days in a row, which is like my life. I work 365 days in a row. But anyway, if you work 8 days in a row, like you get like 2 or 3 weeks off, like as a matter of course.
That blew my mind.
Yeah, I know. It's actually, I shouldn't have told
Don't
you.
Don't tell me that. I was like, here Sunday.
RyanAndaShow.com. Right. Job postings.
But I know a lot of pilots. I know some pilots, and that's how they work. They go, if you're on a certain amount of days, and you only work a certain amount of days a month, and they get paid well, and they work half the month. They just have to take the rest off.
Yeah, so as I was looking at Lucas's pictures of Italy and Nepal over the last month or so, because he's been on nonstop vacation. In fact, he even came here as part of his vacation, right? That was the least interesting part of his vacation. Anyway, I had total, I don't know if it's FOMO, but I just like envy. Like, oh God, it'd be so nice to be at the top of the world, like literally in Nepal.
I was looking at photos from Nepal today, which is weird, because on the damage report we covered how they are outlawing pornography in Nepal.
Well, that's out. Okay. At least I can go to Italy, though.
You can go to Italy. Nice. They mandate pornography in Italy.
They have porn stars in their cabinet, in their parliament, I should say.
When we worked, when I was on Current TV way before, like from 2006, we did this partnership with it. I guess we just opened an Italian branch because like they went and just signed a deal with Italy. And it was hilarious because we had a lot of restrictions being on the air here.
Yeah.
Italian Current TV was like Skinamax. Everybody was naked because you just could be on cable in Japan, in Italy. We watched some of those things because we like shared a server or something. There was a way you could watch it. And we were just like, there is no way. There's so much more nudity in Italy. Maybe it's because all their statues are naked. All the paintings, everyone's naked.
No, that's why I've always thought we should not drop bombs in places like Afghanistan. We should drop books and porn.
Just get it out.
Yeah, just like thumb drives full of porn, right?
Mm-hmm. All kinds.
Yeah. Bless your heart. Do as you please, right? But I remember when Turkey got satellite TV. Now remember, I'm so old. Okay, this could be a skit. Like, I'm so old.
How old are you?
Right. Except I don't have the rest. Anyway, that when I was growing up in Turkey, till I was there till the age of 8, TV was only on for 8 hours a day. It was black and white. It was only one channel. So from 4 o'clock in the afternoon to midnight, that's it. Okay.
Wow.
So, but then as the world developed, they got, you know, longer TV. Then they got, I remember when they got a second channel and it was like, wow, that was mind blowing. Like, what do you do with a second channel? Which one do you watch? Which one do you watch? It's impossible to know. Okay. Now,
yesterday I was playing Red Dead Redemption on my TV and my computer was streaming TV. So, I had both, actually.
Yeah. You know. Man, that would have blown their minds. Okay. Like, both channels at the same time.
Impossible.
How that works. It cannot be. Anyway, then I remember when they got color television, and everybody's like, whoa, turns out there's colors in the world. But the biggest difference was satellite, because that means they could get, in the beginning, they couldn't get American channels, but no one really cared, because they could get European channels where everyone was naked.
All the time.
Right. And so then the government's like, should we outlaw it? But then it was immediately so popular. And like, I would go back to Turkey in the summers, because now this is like way later. Let's say I'm 16 to make up a number, right? And all my friends were like, oh my God, we got satellite. You should see. You should see what the Germans are up to. Do you know what they're doing in Germany? And back then, we didn't even really know what they were doing in Germany. Okay, we found out later the other stuff they were doing in Germany, which is a whole different thing.
My friend's from, she was born in Slovenia. And she said, just like commercials. Like just commercials, there would be someone like getting dressed just naked in a commercial. Like
was it Melania?
It was Melania. Yeah.
She did do naked modeling. Duh. I'm not saying anything, I'm just saying. I'm in favor of it. I'm not a hypocrite.
I had that moment where I was like, do I look for this? I looked for it. I don't know what to say about that.
About Melania?
About Melania.
Not the random Slovenian commercial?
Yeah, no, but it was Melania. I was like, eh.
I guess. No, I think that's legitimate to look at. So I'm like, I annoy other people with this one principle that I don't look at Aaron Andrews' pictures.
Right.
And some people appreciate that. And some people think like, oh yeah, you're better than us, dick, right? So you can go either way on that. Yeah. But it was such a terrible invasion of our privacy that I just don't want to participate in it. But Melania got paid for it. She was a model. There's nothing wrong with that. She wanted people to see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think. Yes, that is the right demarcation. There was the fappening, but we covered it. And I did see a good amount of that, and that was bad. I'm not good. I'm not a good person.
No.
I did see a good amount of fappening photos.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, so did I. But I got tricked by my nephew.
Really? Yes, of course.
No, seriously? Okay, not Hassan, by the way. Oh. No, because it happened that night, and I was in New Jersey, and he's like, oh, well, let me show you these pictures, right? And I thought they were like old pictures that he had found, like he had sleuthed around and was like, oh, I found old Slovenian ads, right? And I didn't know that it was the fappening.
Right.
And so by the time I stopped looking at the 800 pictures, it was too late.
He was just like, yeah, okay. These are all stolen.
Yeah.
That's bad. I remember we got a neighbor.
By the way, if you want to blame me for that and say I'm a hypocrite, by all means.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not trying to be like, oh, no, I wouldn't have. Yeah.
It's so bad. Like, I've had that moment. Like, this is terrible. It's a moment of weakness, and I share it with you, and I'm sorry for putting this on you.
Yeah.
The onus.
And by the way, I don't want you to think like, oh, I'm Mr. Holy. I shouldn't have known by picture 775. That they were private pictures.
So 6 days later, as I'm done scrolling through the fappening. I remember when I was a kid, the neighbor's brother worked for a satellite TV company and gave us a card. And I remember that it was just an unlocked card. Like, I think we paid for basic satellite TV, but he like came over and was like, let me open it up and let you do it. And I grew up a lot that summer.
Oh yeah.
Because it was all the channels. Some weird, weird channels that I watched, but I became a man that summer.
I remember I used to do, I wanted to go do a sleepover at Dope's house so badly because they had HBO.
Yeah.
Yeah, my parents wouldn't allow it. And we would stay up all night just for an opportunity to see naked breasts. We were like probably 13, 14, we were, right? And so like, I remember the first sleepover, God damn it, HBO would not show any breasts. All night long, it's driving us crazy. Finally, at like 3:15 in the morning, there was breasts, and we were like, "Yes, it was totally worth it.
Right.
Oh, this is amazing. I got to sleep over at Dope's house all the time."
I went on a middle school trip. She's like, "Hey, mom, here's all the things that ended up happening." But I went on a middle school trip to like DC. It was like the thing that you do, and you sign up for it, and you whatever. Went to DC, was in a hotel with like three other people, and we had Cinemaxer, and it was The Red Shoe Diaries, and it stars David Duchovny. And I remember it very vividly. I'm like, oh, that's a guy from the X-Files. What? But the weird thing about being 13 and trying to find porn is that you're then around like a bunch of your friends, and you're like, isn't that great, buddies? It's just like four dudes being like, so now what?
That gets awkward real quick.
It gets real awkward real quick.
But anyways, speaking of hotels, it's a good transition. Check out behind the scenes. You guys are all members of my hotel room. So I taped my hotel room because it was the smallest room ever invented.
Really?
Yeah. There was like two feet? I don't think so. A foot and a half? between the bed and the wall on one side and a foot and a half on the other side.
Where were you?
New York.
In New York, yeah.
And it was like the prices were outrageous all across. I don't know why this particular weekend in New York, but they were. Even like the hotels were sold out or outrageously high, so I had to go lower. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, okay, it is what it is. I knew it was going to be crappy. It's crappy. What am I
doing? Yeah.
But the shower would go from like really cold to really hot, back to really cold, really hot, really cold, and like really hot's like no, it burns your skin. You're like, right? And then like super cold. It was like a torture chamber.
It's just like and there's someone like watching you in a little camera going like super hot, super cold, just controlling you.
Yeah, I felt like Dick Cheney was in there. So, but the funny thing is, and the why I brought it up is because I was like, I just assumed that, hey, it's a crappy hotel. It is what it is, mm-hmm. right? But then like I went on the internet, which of course they charged me for. But their survey popped up. Like, hey, how are you enjoying your stay? And I was like, 2 out of 10. Why? The shower is torturing me, right? And I explained. And I was like, they'll never read it, whatever. But you know what? Credit to them. Like 15 minutes later, knock on the door, and it's Dick Cheney.
We've seen that.
I saw you complain about the waterboarding. Came here to do it personally. No, seriously, it was a repair guy, and he came in, and he's like, "Oh my God, you're right. No, it's totally broken."
Yeah,
I'm like, "Oh, so not every shower in this hotel is like that?" He's like, "No." I'm like, "Okay."
Right. I would never think that you could fix that. I would just be like, "Is the place tiny?"
Yeah, that's right.
Did he tell you what was wrong with it?
Yeah, I don't know. He's like, but he came back and he's
not
like,
"Not enough wrench in it. I gotta use it. I gotta wrench it."
Yeah, there was definitely a wrench involved. And then he said, "We're not going to be able to fix this in one day. So let's move you." I hate moving when you're already unpacked mm-hmm. and you're all over the hotel room. Then you got to pick up socks from here and the thing from there and like carry it up to another floor. Anyway, we did. And I had been upgraded. There was like 3 feet to one side and 3 feet to the other side of this room. And the shower worked. I stayed in that shower for like, you know me, my schedule's like intense, right? I everything's go. And I'm like, ooh, this shower works. I'm staying for like an extra 5 minutes.
Okay. Dude, I remember one time for Current TV, we did like digital upfronts in New York. And the next day I had to like be at this thing and Al Gore was gonna be there. But the night before we went so hard. We got so drunk. And I remember being like, it was the worst shower the next day. And I remember just literally like sitting down in the shower for like 25 minutes, just feeling like I wanted to die. God bless New York hotels though. Just like they don't care about you. They're like, you're in New York, you need to sleep here. What are you gonna do, drive an hour outside of the city for a little more space?
Yeah.
What do you do when you're not here and there's a lot of news breaking and you're not in the studio to cover it? I know you do live videos, but like, what is that experience like? We're like, oh, not here on the show, what am I gonna do?
Yeah, I mean, look, thanks God for YouTube Live, because before the live videos, yeah, my head would explode and I'd come back in here like a time bomb, ready? You know, and that still happens, right? Like I had nothing but rage in the beginning of the show because if I'm not on the show for a couple of days, I'm ready to explode, right? Anyways, so I just took back a joke. That's why I did the same thing you did earlier today, earlier in this post game.
Yeah.
Okay, it's bad times. Anyway, but now the YouTube Live helps a lot.
Yeah.
So the bomber stuff, the synagogue thing, I was so mad, and I actually shot it out of that shitty hotel room. I'm really up against the wall. And they're like, normally, like, hey, I do a YouTube Live, I'm against up against the wall anyway, right, in a sense.
Yeah.
But they're like, this one's like this. You know why? Because the bed is right here. Right? So since I'm right up against the bed, I'm like, okay, let me tell you how angry I am about the shooting.
God. Good God, yeah.
And I always wonder, like, do the people
in the rooms next to me hear me as I'm like yelling at the top of my lungs about Trump.
They open up their survey. There is a man next door, 2 stars. I want to mention one thing that has been on my mind all day, and it is Craig's pants.
I know.
I think we need to bring Craig onto the post game to demonstrate his pants. And okay. It gives us the opportunity. I know you're doing something. Just walk in front of the thing. It's all right. We don't need to focus on it. People will be able to see them. Craig's pants. Ooh. And I know that in
are
the-
Are those Yeezys?
No.
These
shoes
are
Ross.
Green Levi's. I know.
Shoes from Ross. Okay. All right, I thought you were Scottish. You. That's the most Irish outfit I've ever seen. Top of the morning too. Oh, you're Irish too.
Scotch Irish, okay. One of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I own any clothes that awesome.
Well, no, it's true. Your clothes are relatively boring. You're an interesting man in boring clothes.
I wear 2 sweaters. Because for me, it's just like, I'm going to wear these 2 things. And they're most of them stay here in the building. Just so I don't, because I like wearing t-shirts and stuff. And they get tighter over the years. but I don't think I own anything as awesome as Craig's pants.
Yeah, well, Craig's a character, man. You should see his socks. All right, guys, we're out of time. We gotta go. Thank you, Brett. We'll see you guys tomorrow.